Head over to the livestock side. This cattle market reaching a 9-month high. I know there's a lot of talk about demand where we are with the beef product, but we got to also look at the calendar, and it's soon going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, and obviously those are times that tend to favor those Christmas hams and the Thanksgiving turkeys, but we are seeing a very tight supply, and the packers want to hang on to their market share. So the word coming out today is the packers are paying up to $132 on a live basis in the Southern Plains, up $3 from the previous week. So they're paying up for the fat cattle. That's supporting live cattle futures. We're a little bit weaker today, with the exception of the October contract that's moving into that expiration period. But overall, we are seeing some good underlying support by the cash market.
Could we see continued support and higher prices for this cash as we head into next week?
Now, that's the real question. I think one reason that we're seeing a lot of profit taking by the funds at these price levels, because they believe that we're going to start rationing that demand at these price levels. So that's the gamble that they're making right now. We do know that supplies are going to be tight. The question is, how much will the consumer be willing to pay in an economy that continues to struggle? Packers right now are taking a loss in order to eat some of that, those higher prices, and not pass them on to the consumer. How long will they be able to do that with packer margins right now deep in the red?
Lack of trade activity, is that an issue for the hogs?
We are seeing a softer cash market. The packer margins are good there, so they have incentive to move the hogs through the plants, but there's plenty of hogs and that higher weight, so supply is not a problem. We have seen some encouraging signs with the weaker dollar that export demand may be picking up, but overall, this is a market that isn't too worried about supply right now.
Anything else, grain or livestock, Arlen?
Well, I think one of the keys is going to be that over the next 8 days, we're going to get a good picture of export demand that took place during the time when USDA was closed and many buyers came in under or the lack of radar of USDA to make significant purchases without impacting the market at a time when harvest lows were being put on the charts. The business is considered to be extensive, but we won't have confirmation of that until we see the numbers from USDA. The first of the numbers coming out on the 24th, but the full story won't be told until the 31st.
And Cattle on Feed Report comes out on a Thursday for a little bit of change.
Yeah, absolutely. And the trade generally thinking that with cheap corn prices that we probably saw a little bit of an increase in placements, but really need that USDA data to see if we're on track.